morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is April 8th, 2021. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the book 100 Love Spells. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "If passion drives you, let reason hold the reins," by Benjamin Franklin. So, this week we are doing fun tea ideas. This is from Better Homes and Garden. One way to play with your tea is to freeze it into fruit pops. Raspberry tea, rose wine, fresh fruit, these boozy freezer pops were practically made for summer brunch. So basically the idea is to steep a tea flavor into water, use that water, use fresh fruit and maybe alcohol, wine, and make some fun summery desserts. That's a great way too, because I know tea is often something that's usually drank hot. I'm from the South. We always drank it iced, but it's a fun way to incorporate tea into those hotter months. One, you can use it to make frosting, to frost your cakes and cookies. In the battle of tea-infusing baking, this vanilla glaze reigns supreme. A little powdered sugar and brewed tea are all you need to frost cookies, cakes, cinnamon rolls, and more. Oh, I fucking love that idea. Let's see what else. Ooh, serve as a soup. When the temperature starts to climb, count on this too cool green tea soup to stop the swelter. I love that. You steep tea in water and use that water to make soup. That's really fun. All right, witches. Moving into some headlines. This is from Deadline. Yeah, Deadline.com. One of my favorite kind of cult pop culture entertainment websites, because they always have the information on like new movies and stuff. Netflix lands Every House is Haunted, Corin Hardy to direct script. So let's see. Netflix has landed Every House is Haunted, a script by Jason Pagan and Andrew Duchman. Let's see. An insurance investigator tries to debunk claims that a couple's death was caused by a haunted house, but his doubts are challenged by a psychic and the mysterious occurrences he witnesses with his own eyes. Oh, that looks like a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm down. I'm down for that. I'm ready for that to come out. Speaking of Netflix, I just watched the weirdest movie on Netflix. I hadn't even seen it come out. This is how under the radar this movie was. It just came out on Netflix. Not only has like no one I know heard of it, I purposely was looking for it on Netflix. I went to new releases, trending, originals, not there. And it's like their new movie. So I'm like, why are they hiding this movie, right? Why is Netflix hiding this movie? Let me pull it up, what it's called. It's something Visions, but I watched it last night. And I saw it because BuzzFeed did an article on it. They were like, what is this movie? And I was like, well, I have to see it. So basically, the movie is about a writer, and she's going through, like, writer's block, and she hires a nanny to, like, watch her kids so she gets time to write. Oh, it's called Deadly Illusions. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. And basically, she, like, starts the, it's, like, a psychological erotic thriller. So, like, she starts this affair, maybe with this babysitter, or this nanny. It's really weird. If you have 2 hours to blow, and you are kind of into bad movies like that, and you're just curious, give it a watch. I missed the ending, but it's because I was falling asleep, and I was like, you know what, I know where this is going. So I just turned it off. But weird, weird movie. And you know it's weird when Netflix is trying to hide it, when they probably spent a cool mill on the movie, because Kristen Davis from Sex and the City's in it. There are famous people in it, like famous people who probably need, who like ask for money, right? So I'm sure they spent like a cool mill on this movie, and they're like hiding it from us. So watch it. It's weird. Just watch it. Okay. I'm going to throw this over to our Moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, April 8th. The waning crescent moon dives into the vast ocean of Pisces today. The moon moves into a square with Mars in a conjunction to Neptune. Though we are feeling a need for action, we're not quite sure which action to take or which direction to take it in. There's a mutual reception between Mars in Gemini and Mercury in Aries, so having some fun conversations with friends is highlighted today. But the conjunction with Neptune is making us feel more like doing this in a lazy, non-committal way. Maybe invite folks over for a movie night or do a happy hour, something that doesn't ask too much of anyone, but still brings folks together for a good time. Your daily moon mantra is, "The time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time." This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Hey everyone, we have some great news. So I'm sure you've heard of Le Petit Mort by now. We've only been talking about it for years. It is Witchway Publishing's first foray into fiction, and it is all about New Orleans vampires, featuring some of my most favorite locations around the city. So if you've read the book, or you haven't read the book, or if you're just into audiobooks, it is now on Audible. Oh my gosh. Wow, right? So if you are into audiobooks, you love New Orleans vampires, or you just have a long commute, or my favorite, it's a great plane read, go check it out on Audible, Le Petit Mort by Olivia Blake.
All right, so this comes to us from a listener, Autumn. Autumn says, "Hi, Tanya. I am a tarot reader. I've been playing around with different forms of divination and communication recently. I bought a crystal pendulum on a whim and kind of enjoy it, but I really feel lost learning to use it effectively. Are there any good resources for learning how to make sense of what my pendulum is telling me? Love the show. Thanks, Autumn." Autumn, I actually love pendulums. There are pendulum books out there, so definitely give it a whirl. Like look those up, check them out. There was even one at my library once, so I'm sure you can find them. But I love a pendulum, and let me just give you my spiel on pendulums. Maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'd encourage you to get a book. I'm a big fan of pendulums. I think they are very, very effective at what they do. Yes and no questions. The issue I think that makes pendulums very confusing is the instructions people get. So I was raised, so actually pendulum was the first form of divination I ever learned. It was the classic wedding ring over a chain over a pregnant woman's belly to determine the sex of the baby. So that was really, it's always worked. I've always done it on all of my pregnant friends and it's never been wrong. So basically you hold a pendulum over a pregnant woman's belly. If it moves in a circle, it's a girl. If it moves back and forth, it's a boy. That's like the folk southern, I definitely know it's in the south. I don't know if it's in the north, but definitely like a folk, divination. But it's very good at what it does. But one piece of advice I hear all the time, which I had never heard until recently, so I don't know if this is like a trend or if it's legit, but people would always say, hold your pendulum. And I don't disagree because I know it works for people. I just, struggle with it. But they'll be like, hold your pendulum, ask it to show you a yes, ask it to show you no, and ask it to show you I don't know, and how it moves is how it moves, and it's different for every pendulum. I don't disagree with that. I do think it's right, but that just also wasn't how I learned. For me, circle was yes, back and forth was no, vibrating was I don't know, maybe. And that was it. That's how I learned it. That's what works for me. I've never had issues using it that way. There's a few different ways you can use a pendulum. Yes and no questions. It is king, right? It is effective. It works. It reigns supreme. Again, pregnancy, I think it works very well for. I also like to keep a pendulum on my, or I used to, haven't recently, but I used to keep a pendulum on my rear view mirror when I was driving. And if it started to drive a little, or if it started to move kind of frantically, it would give me a cue to slow down, look around, watch my surroundings. You can also use a pendulum board. It works very similar to a Ouija board. You hold your pendulum over each letter, see how it moves. I am not a huge fan of that just because it's tedious, but if you can get a good grip on it, I think it's a good way to go. How else can you use pendulums? You can use pendulums to help find things. This is something I really enjoy doing. Make a map. If you've lost something, make a map of your apartment. You or your house. I forget if people have houses. And you hold the pendulum and see where it wants to move, where it wants to go, if it goes to a certain room, a certain location, a certain area of the home. Pendulums are really fun. And what they're fun because you can really get creative with how you use them. So because you've had it and you are already skilled in divination in some way or another, try just doing circle for yes, back and forth for no, vibrate for I don't know. See if that really helps you. Because that was how I heard it. That's how I learned it. And it's always worked. Yeah, try that. See how that goes. If not, you can do the old-fashioned way. Another good way to use pendulums when you're learning is to ask friends to help you practice. What I would do is ask three questions, have one or two of those questions be a control question. So basically be like, ask me three questions, two that you know the answer to and one that you don't. And if the pendulum answers the control questions correctly, you know it is working and it's on point. That's a good option for when you're learning. So yeah, that's my whole spiel on pendulums. I hope it's helpful, Autumn. All right, so we have a witch win. This comes to us from listener Grace. Grace says, my husband is graduating medical school in a month, and I did a manifestation box to help him with getting a residency. This is my first big spell, and I worked it from October, when his interview started, until the beginning of March, when his residency position was announced. I fed the box every month on the full moon, then fed the box again when he turned in his ranking of residency spots, then fed the box for the last time the night before he found his position. He got the residency at his number one position. While he put in all the mundane work to get the position, I think my spell gave him a little extra oomph. I'm so excited at my first big spell went so well. Congratulations, Grace. That's great. That's a wonderful example of how you have to do both magical and mundane things to really move things along. So congratulations. All right, we do have a little magic today. This is for all those rock crystal lovers. This comes to us from the April 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine, and we are talking about tourmalated quartz. So who doesn't love to deflect negative energy? That's just one of the things this amazing stone does. It combines the healing properties of two crystals, black tourmaline and crystal quartz. Black tourmaline is a highly protective and clear quartz. Black tourmaline is highly protective and clear quartz magnifies the properties of any crystal that it's placed next to. In other words, this crystal is supercharged with protection. When wearing tourmaline quartz, it's a powerful shield stone that carries out the intent of the person wearing it. It can amplify and return negative energy like a mirror spell. The crystal can also convert the negative energy into positive energy for the person wearing it. This crystal is wonderful for clearing any energy blockages that are within the body and can harmonize the meridians and chakras. Having trouble staying grounded throughout the day, carry a small piece of tourmalated quartz on the left side of your person. This will help you stay grounded to the left and bring your spirit and mind back into the moment. It's, if self-sabotage is the name of the game, Tourmaline Quartz will come to your aid. It can help protect your heart, aid in getting rid of harmful thoughts or feelings, and turn shadow energies into positive ones. Trust in crystal to absorb any negative thoughts, fears, anxieties, or stress. It can help eliminate patterns that may have been destructive and release tension at any level. Tourmaline Quartz is often seen as a symbol of unity and is an effective problem solver. This makes it a great crystal for relationships and business. In seeing this crystal as a symbol of unity, it is often used to aid in rituals and astral projection. Meditation with Tourmaline Quartz is an enlightening experience because it helps to release negativity and clear blockages that you may not even know are there. She says, I'll be the first to say that this crystal is amazing for everyday use, not to mention that it's absolutely beautiful. Cleansing this crystal depends on how much black tourmaline is in the quartz. It is said that black tourmaline cleanses itself and can cleanse any crystal that is placed next to it. Personally, I like to cleanse my crystals under a full moon, and then the sun the next day. This way, I get a full cleanse and charge. However, you choose to use tourmaline quartz, know that it is your best interest at heart. So Lauren Messing is a natural witch and makeup artist from Southern California. She loves to spend time in her magical garden and can be found on Instagram at Valkyrie Nest and Lauren Messing, M-U-A. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Jennifer DeMucci. Jennifer, you glorious glittery butterfly, thank you so much for being a Patreon supporter. I really appreciate you. So, I do want to give a little bit of a reminder. I will be out of touch this weekend. So any scheduled classes or emails, I won't be getting to this weekend. It is my birthday weekend. I'm not really doing anything, but I'm going to give myself the opportunity to relax, read, chill, maybe go to breakfast. So, yeah. So please be patient with me if you're sending me messages or emails and I don't respond this weekend, because that's why. All right. So we do have a card pulled today. Our card is the Shadow from the Dreamscape Oracle. Gaia pulls the veil of the universe high into the space to reveal the line of spinning moons flowing down the Milky Way from dark to full and back again. Her action turns around, giving us the time to delineate between the waking moments and the dreamlike states which murmur into our ears. The shadow phase of the moon provides us from the perspective to see clearly. Use this time to determine reality from imagination. When the planet is in its shadow phase, it is powerful and magical, and it allows us to see. It is an honor to gain access to the dreams of the universe. Use time wisely. When you get this card, it means follow your dreams. Allow the childlike magic to flow into your life. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we referenced can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.